It's been a lengthy mid-season hiatus for the Rocky View Knights. But nearly 4 weeks since their last league game, the Airdrie-based Senior B men's lacrosse team will finally return to the floor this Saturday night, to face off against the Beaumont Outlaws at the Plainsman Arena in Airdrie. It's going to be difficult to overcome a month's break, admitted Knights head coach Gareth Barley. We've had some practices in between here and there, but we'll see how the first game back goes. It's a bit of a reset. It could be good. We had a few guys with a couple of injuries who have had time to heal and they're back. The Knights opened the 2022 Rocky Mountain Lacrosse League, RMLL, schedule with 5 games in the first half of May, posting 3 wins and 2 defeats. But since their last game on May 15 against the Fort Saskatchewan Rebels, a game Rocky View won 7-6, the Knights have had nearly a month off from competitive action. Thanks to their heavily congested start to the 2022 season, the Knights enjoyed a few weeks at the top of the Senior BRMLL table in early May, courtesy of their 3-2-0 record. An early season highlight included beating the St. Albert Miners, perennially one of the top Senior B teams in both Alberta and Canada, by a 6-3 scoreline on May 8. Though the Miners were missing some of their best players who were still playing with teams in the National Lacrosse League, NLL, at the time, Barley said that shouldn't take away from the Knights' accomplishment of beating St. Albert, who are currently at the top of the table with a 4-1-1 record. We played a strong defensive game, and we were missing players as well, Barley said. The Knights' triumph over St. Albert was preceded by an 11-7 win over the Outlaws on May 7 and followed by a 7-6 defeat to the Rebels on May 14. Nearly halfway through what is a condensed regular season, Barley noted how much parity there has been in the RMLL this year. 3 points separate the top 4 teams and the 5th-place Outlaws are the only Senior B side still seeking their first win of the campaign. Looking at the standings after today, everyone is bumped ahead of us in the standings and we have games in hand on all 3 teams ahead of us, Barley said. We're still in 4th place. We're 1 point out of 3rd and 2 points out of 2nd, so if we win this weekend, we're back in 2nd. That's where we want to be, in the top 2 positions in the league instead of the bottom 3. We'll just have to come out prepared and ready to go. One key factor to consider as the Knights prepare for their return to league action is that all 5 of the team's games thus far have been at home. Of their 7 remaining fixtures, only 2 will be held in Airdrie. Given the late end to the 2022 NLL season, Barley said the Knights still have a few prospects who can join the team once the professional league is officially wrapped up, though he didn't want to give away who those newcomers could be. We have irons in the fire, we're just waiting on commitments from these guys, he said. We're hoping to have Dan Taylor back from the Roughnecks, who played with us last year. With it being a President's Cup year in Alberta, I kind of want to leave the wool over everyone's eyes until it's finalized before throwing names out there of people who are potentially going to join us. Airdrie lacrosse fans will have to be ready for a late night of cheering on the team this weekend, as the night's Saturday matchup with the Outlaws will not begin until 8:30 p.m. at the Plainsman Arena. Even though Beaumont hasn't won a game yet this season, Barley stressed the Knights will have to take the visitors seriously. Even the Outlaws in last place, they're not losing by many goals and they're giving everyone a run for their money, he said. We don't want to give them their first win.